National Development Plan being developed by the National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, has in it a National Infrastructure Plan, or NIP. The NIP addresses energy in all forms. The Director General of NDPC, Dr. Nyemwe Thompson, said without energy, the economic growth projections of the country from $40 billion to $3.6 trillion by 2057 would not be achieved. Dr. Nyemwe Thompson was speaking at a meeting to consider the phase one of the country's preparedness in acquiring a nuclear energy plant. He said the near economic halt experienced in 2014 was due to lack of planning. Joyce Chiche, Asmall.
In December 2015, the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, GAEC, requested the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, to carry out a phase one review of the country's nuclear infrastructure. The IAEA agreed to conduct the review this year. The Integrated Nuclear Infrastructure Review, INIR, mission of the IAEA seeks to perform an independent and objective review of the status of the 19 nuclear infrastructure issues in phase one of the program. Its goal is to help the country to determine the status of its nuclear power infrastructure and identify areas that needed further action and assistance to achieve the phase one milestone. Prior to the arrival of the 10-member team to review the country's preparedness, a self-evaluation report on the 19 infrastructure areas was conducted. The areas include the passing of a Nuclear Regulatory Authority Act, ratification of international conventions and instruments regarding nuclear safety, security, and physical protection. Addressing participants at the opening of the review process, the Director General of the NDPC, Dr. Nyemwe Thompson, said the country has paid heavily for failing to have a long-term development plan and also in the energy sector.
In 1990, South Korea had an electricity consumption per capita of 2,373 kilowatt hour, while Malaysia had 1,145 kilowatt hour per capita. Ghana, on the other hand, had 326 kilowatt hour in that same year. By 2013, South Korea's had risen to 10,427 kilowatt hour, and Malaysia's had also gone up to 5,511. And what was Ghana's position then? Well, it was 382 kilowatt hour.
Dr. Nyemwe Thompson said with population growth and climatic change, hydropower will continue to decline, adding that all options including nuclear should be part of the energy mix to promote development. The Director General of GAEC, Professor Benjamin Nyako, said with a large number of people on the continent without access, reliable and sustainable energy, nuclear power is the solution.
You heard Joyce.